BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 67, the title, and verse 1. The title is For the Director of Music with Stringed Instruments, a Psalm, a Song. Psalm 67 is a prayer song asking for God's blessing. Its content, form, and brevity suggest that it served as a liturgical prayer of the people at the conclusion of temple worship, perhaps just before or immediately after the priestly benediction in Israel's former worship occasions at the temple. The priestly blessing is in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, quote, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." The reason given by the Lord for the priestly blessing is, quote, "So the priest will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. After the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, the exile commenced, congregations formed, and synagogues were established. Jews gathered together to worship God at synagogues, especially on the Sabbath. The use of this prayer song for blessing the attendees concluded a Sabbath meeting at the synagogue, which continues to this very day. The blessing is sung by the congregation's musicians. The use of this song prayer is a blessing used by the first church, consisting entirely of Jews, and then later the Gentiles joined when they were forced out of the Jewish synagogues. The purpose of this prayer song is to seek God's blessing for his people, as well as his saving acts on their behalf, which will catch the attention of the nations and move them to praise him. This is also said in Psalm 65. The psalm song was has a completely symmetrical structure. Two verses at the beginning contain a prayer, while two verses at the concluding stanza speak of the effects of God's answer. In the intervening stanza, framed by a refrain, that's verses 3 and 5, the people seek to motivate God's answer by referring to the worldwide praise that his mercies to his people will awake.